Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Do your due diligence, know what you're getting into, and have a system built so that you buy on the facts and not on the emotion.
First, a quick word from our best ever partner, PropStream. PropStream is an all-in-one platform that gives you the tools you need to reach more leads, book more meetings, and close more deals with less work. With PropStream, you can find vacant and off-market properties in seconds, nationwide or specific to any zip code. You can skip trace owner information, find cash buyers specific to an area, and find other investors to potentially partner with or fund your deals. PropStream provides you the comprehensive data and market insight you need to be at the top of your real estate game. PropStream also features state-of-the-art marketing tools that allow you to send out direct mail postcards and ringless voicemail. Even if you're not in real estate, PropStream can help you locate high net worth individuals to invest in your non-real estate business, or if you are in real estate, then you can find them to invest in your real estate business. You can use this tool to find people who have millions of dollars in equity in their homes, and you can reach out to them via email, telephone, or snail mail. This is the perfect real estate investing tool for wholesalers and real estate agents, real estate investors, and entrepreneurs. I love how easy the PropStream website is to use. With a few clicks, you can review comps in the area or estimate rehab costs prior to purchasing a property. Act now to take advantage of the plethora of properties that have and will continue to hit the market during this time. And best ever listeners, you know we got something special for you. You're going to receive a free 7-day all-access trial to experience all the features this powerful tool has, and you'll experience it firsthand. Just go to your7dayfreetrial.com. That's your7dayfreetrial.com. Get started with this, get your 7-day free trial, and start growing your business even more so than you have been. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. Best ever listeners, today's guest is being interviewed by Theo Hicks. You know Theo, he's with us every Friday on Follow Along Friday. You're going to get a lot of value from this conversation. So with that being said, let's get going.
Hello, best ever listeners, and welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Theo Hicks, and today I'll be speaking with Carl Fisher. Carl, how are you doing today?
Really good, Theo. Glad to be here with you.
That's good to hear, and I'm glad you're here as well. Looking forward to our conversation. Before we get into that, a little bit about Carl. He is one of the founders and principals of CAMA, Self-Directed IRA DBA CAMA Plan. He has been investing for over 40 years and still owns his first property. His portfolio consists of residential, commercial, land, and syndications. He's based in Cape Canaveral, Florida, and you can say hi to him at CAMA Plan, CAMAplan.com. So, Carl, do you mind telling us a little more about your background and what you're focused on today?
Sure. That's a great question. I appreciate the opportunity. I come from three generations of real estate investors. So my mom and dad, they were in real estate, and their moms and dads were in real estate. So you can say I kind of grew up around it. I like to take the tax advantages of real estate that it provides me. I still like real estate. I used to launch rockets at Kennedy Space Center and Cape Canaveral Air Force Station when I was younger, when manned space flight was very prominent. But at all the times, I was still doing real estate as a side job. I graduated from Cornell University in engineering and did the rocket launching for almost 25 years. And while I was doing that, I bought my first property, started developing property, building homes, building apartment buildings, industrial space, warehouses, and also into apartment complexes, obviously because my mom and dad started me out on it and I felt comfortable in that arena. Launching rockets was more fun, but real estate provided more financial freedom so you could do the things you wanted to do.
Sure. Thanks for sharing that. So you said that one of the reasons why you like real estate investing is for the tax advantages. So a lot of people obviously invest in real estate for the same reasons. And a lot of people know some of the most common talked about tax advantages of real estate. Is there any tax advantage that you want to talk about that maybe not a lot of people know about, or maybe not a lot of people are taking advantage of that they should?
Well, when I first started out, I had a job, I had W-2 income, and every time I'd buy a property, I got to take home more income from my job, so I really liked that. But when my dad died, and he died land rich and cash poor and owed some money on a couple pieces of property, I actually borrowed money from a gentleman who had a self-directed IRA. And that IRA lent me the money, and I ended up paying him 12%, which was his lowest rate. And his highest rate at that time was 18%. And I looked at the risk associated with that and the tax advantages of it. And this was in 1993, before the Roth IRAs even came out. So he was making interest and not paying any taxes on it, and then would reinvest that money with other borrowers. And I loved the model. Then when 1998, when the Roth IRA came out, 5 years later, it only made that better. So a lot of people don't subscribe to my thought process, but I have properties. Obviously, like I said, I've been in there 40 years, and my knowledge of the IRAs only came out in the 1990s. So I have properties both in the plan and outside the plan. And quite frankly, I love properties in the Roth IRA because I have tax-free income for my whole life, and then my heirs will have tax-free income for at least 10 years after I die from the same account. So from that aspect, I think it's good. Yeah, will that work with stocks and bonds and gold and silver? Yes, it will. But like I said, I came from real estate. I still think real estate gives you a big bang for your buck as far as appreciation and cash flow and leveraging. So I just use all of those things together to provide a tax-free environment. And with tax-free, my net worth goes up and my cash flow continues to increase as I get older.
So you said that when you buy a property with your self-directed IRA, the income from the property is tax-free?
Yep. The income from the property is tax-free and the appreciation is tax-free when I do it in my Roth IRA. And since I'm 59 and a half, I can take that money out the next day and have all of tax on it. So if I make $1,000, I take out $1,000. I just can't beat that. you know, even with depreciation and everything else. And I've had buildings that have had their 39 years of depreciation, as I said, and their 27 and a half years of depreciation, or 27 years, 29 years, whatever it is now, it keeps changing. So I understand both sides of it, but I really like using the IRAs, and I actually opened up a company after doing it for so many years, and the people I influenced and taught said, why don't you open it up? So my sister and I opened up Gamaplan so that we could give this to other investors.
Yeah, awesome. Because I've definitely heard of this strategy before. So just to be clear, so I have a self-directed IRA. I use that as a down payment on, let's say, a $200,000 property. That cash flows $2,000 per year. So that cash flow goes back in my self-directed IRA, and then I can pull out $2,000 tax-free from my self-directed IRA?
You can if you're 59 and a half. And if if you're not 59 and a half, there are some ways to do it, but most people want to at least have it go in there and grow bigger. So I don't recommend people do that before 59 and a half, unless they've got several million dollars in there and they're done, then we can show them how to take it out sooner without any penalties.
So this is more of a long-term play of continuing to put cash flow back into the IRA that grows at whatever rate your IRA is getting. Plus you're able to use that money to buy more properties. So what happens if you sell a property that's owned by the IRA? How does that process work?
Your IRA sells the property, and when it sells the property, the money goes into the IRA. It's that simple. Just like if LLC sold it, the money would go into the LLC. Or if you sell it, it goes into your bank account, but it shows up just like you sell a stock or a bond. Most people are familiar with that. If it made money, you're going to have more. If it lost money, you're going to have less.
People that use this strategy, do most of them just buy through their IRA, or they do the IRA for like a long-term play and then they also buy with their own money so that they can actually access the cash flow sooner?
Obviously, there's people out there. Some of our biggest clients are out there now, and they buy property and they like it because it's passive income and you don't have to pay Social Security and Medicare on any of the income. But then when they learn the tax-free advantages of doing it in a Roth IRA, a lot of them switch over and then they try to focus on doing it in their IRAs. I mean, let's face it, once you make enough to live on, then you want to do all the rest that you can do tax-free, right? You've got your financial freedom. You've escaped from your job. You're making whatever that number is, if it's $50,000 or $500,000. Once you're making that on the outside, you're doing everything else tax-free.
You mentioned also that not only would, in this situation, I get the money tax-free after I turn 59 and a half, but that my kids can also get it tax-free up to 10 years. So do you mind explaining that?
Yeah, it used to be up until December of 2019, you used to be able to put that down to your kids and they could have it for their whole lifetime. So let's say I live to be 90, I could give it to my granddaughter at 30 and she could have tax-free income until she was 90 and died. But as of 2019, they said that the heirs have to take it out after 10 years after my death, the beneficiary's death or the owner's death. So they basically can use that account. If it owns a piece of real estate, then that real estate will produce income for 10 years. They can either sell the real estate or they can take the real estate out of the Roth IRA and deed it into their own name, and then it'll continue to generate income, but they'll have to pay tax on it after 10 years. And that's brand new.
Okay, so the tax-free benefits are 10 years, and after that, they are in some similar fashion taxed on that money.
Right. Once you put it into your own name, then you're going to make, let's say, $100,000 a year in rents. Then you'll be taxed on that $100,000 after 10 years.
What advice would you have for someone who wants to raise money for their own deals? They're an apartment syndicator, and they want to raise money from people who have these self-directed IRAs. So the people aren't using it to buy their own properties themselves, but they're investing in someone else's deals. What advice would you give to that sponsor who's trying to attract those types of people?
Well, we work a lot with those types of sponsors. Basically, most of them already have people that trust them. The biggest issue we find is there's no shortage of deals to get into, but what there is a shortage of is a knowledge and an understanding and a relationship built and trust built with syndicators. So if you're trying to find people with IRAs, the first thing you have to do is get a hold of them. The second thing you have to do is prove to them why you're worthy of taking their money. And then you're fighting with 100 other people trying to do that. But we find that it works very well if people have people that have already invested with them in the past. If they just mention to them that they can use their IRAs, most people have 7 times more money in their qualified plans, IRAs, 401ks, than they do in their discretionary savings account or investment account. So I would say, instead of going out there looking for people with their IRAs, convert them and tell them about the fact that they can use their IRAs. And we help people get through it. And if they want to put a group together, we'll come in and do the presentation so that they don't have to answer it. And we invite them to bring their accountants and their attorneys. And CamaPlan does even do continuing education for accountants, attorneys, realtors, et cetera, so that they can learn about this and not be afraid of it. So that would be what I would tell syndicators. Get your people in there. Once they trust you and they're ready to do this, let them know that they can also use their self-directed IRAs and they can put their own money into it as well. So basically you can talk to one person and have 2 clients, them and their IRAs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. I like that strategy. So last question before the best real estate investing advice ever question, and that is, if I have a self-directed IRA and I want to use it to buy real estate, and I've got a deal identified, what's the first step I need to take in order to do so? Can I just do it myself, or do I need to call someone else to do it for me?
Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to have an IRA custodian administrator to do it, because the IRS doesn't let you hold your own IRA. There are some checkbook IRAs out there, but you first have to open up an account with somebody like CamaPlan. Once you have that account open, then basically you can either get a checkbook IRA and do it yourself, or you can get the contract, negotiate the terms of it, and make your IRA the purchaser of it. Send that information in to us, and we'll help you get everything done so that your IRA can buy it. And basically it'll add 24 to 48 hours to the deal. But that's inconsequential when you're buying real estate a day or two.
Yeah. I guess I have one more question. And again, I know these are probably super basic questions, but I can use my IRA as a down payment for financing. I don't need to buy the property all cash, correct?
That's right. But you do, when you get a loan, it has to be non-recourse, meaning they can't come back and put a judgment against you or your IRA. And we have lenders that will help people do that. And in some cases, you may or may not be subject to what they call unrelated business income tax or unrelated debt financed income tax. But don't let that persuade you. A lot of people say, oh, that's horrible and it's terrible. But in most cases, most people don't pay much or any of that tax. So talk to us before you do it, and we'll put you in touch with people that'll put your mind at ease.
Okay, Carl, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
My best real estate investing advice is, do your due diligence, know what you're getting into, and have a system built so that you buy on the facts and not on the emotion.
Alrighty. Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Sure.
All right. First, a quick word from our sponsors.
PropStream is an all-in-one platform that gives you the tools you need to reach more leads, book more meetings, and close more deals with less work. With PropStream, you can find vacant and off-market properties, locate potential investors, or gain invaluable market insight in seconds. PropStream also features state-of-the-art marketing tools that allow you to send out direct mail postcards and ringless voicemail, which will help you close more deals with less stress. Visit your7dayfreetrial.com to start your free trial and experience all the amazing features PropStream has to offer. That's your7dayfreetrial.com. Are you serious about taking the first step in the gateway to financial freedom? Then join Jake and Gino on a 4-week course that will teach you how to become a multifamily real estate investor. Go to jakeandgino.com. That's JAKEANDGINO.com.
Okay, Carl, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
My favorite book is Keep It by Joe Luby, and it's a way to do Roth conversions, and it's less than $20, but it saved me tens of thousands of dollars, so I would put that one on the top of my list.
If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
I would probably retire and just do more fishing and hunting. I doubt I would start a new one.
So you did say that you were an investor in your bio. So what is the best ever deal you've done?
One of the best deals I did was I put a property under contract in New York City, and I got an offer to purchase it while it was still under contract. And I made, I think, like $160,000, and this was probably 20 years ago, maybe not quite that long ago, in about a month and a half, without any work, without even closing.
What about a deal that you've lost the most money on? How much did you lose, and what lesson did you learn?
Well, there's two of them that come to mind. One of them is I was in a syndication, and I didn't do the due diligence. I let someone talk me into letting them do it. They went up, and if I had gone and spent the time, it wouldn't have been much. It would have been one trip up there. I would have seen a lot of the deferred maintenance and the expenses associated with it. And that probably cost me close to $100,000. The other one is I'd done some private lending, and I didn't make sure that the taxes were paid on the property for about 3 years. And when I had to foreclose on the property, I found out I owed 3 years worth of taxes. I think that was like a $12,000 to $15,000 mistake that I could have fixed in 5 or 10 minutes. So I kind of look at my mistakes as dollars per hour. One phone call, one look up on the computer, and I would have known that, and I would have saved $15,000.
What is the best ever way you like to give back?
I like to help people. I like to educate them. I'm a big believer in teaching a person to fish versus giving them a fish. And I always tell people I can help a lot of people, but I can only carry one. And one of the things I want to do is know the difference between that.
Absolutely. And then lastly, what is the best ever place to reach you?
You can reach me at camaplan.com on the website. You can call into our phone number 215-283-2868. My extension is 227. You can also email me at info@camaplan.com, info@camaplan.com. And if you ever talk to one of my staff and not myself and you don't get the right answer, just set up a conference call or a meeting with me and we'll be available for all our clients.
Well, Carl, thank you for joining us today. And also thank you for offering to do the conference calls for our best ever listeners and providing email addresses and phone numbers. So best ever listeners, definitely take advantage of that because Carl knows what he's talking about when it comes to the tax advantages of investing with your self-directed IRA and also getting, if you're a syndicator, raising money through other people's self-directed IRA. So just to summarize what we talked about, you basically talked about the tax advantages of the IRA, which is the tax-free benefits, and you're able to pull that money out when you're 59 and a half, and your kids are able to also have that money for tax-free for up to 10 years after you pass away. And I really like what you said about raising money from people with self-directed IRAs. And you mentioned that one of the best approaches is to just mention it to the people who already invest with you. So rather than going out and finding brand new investors to invest with you through their self-directed IRAs, ask ones that you already have. Because you mentioned that people have, what was like 7 times more money in their self-directed IRAs than they do in their regular savings account. So you already have the investors' trust because they've invested with you and you've done what you said you're going to do and sent them their distributions. So mention to them that they can invest with their self-directed IRA and see what they say. If you want to invest with your self-directed IRA, the first thing you need to do is have an IRA custodian like Camaplan, for example. And then your best ever advice was to have a system in place so that you buy on the facts and not emotions and making sure you do your proper due diligence. And you kind of hinted at what happens if you don't do proper due diligence when you talked about one of the deals you had lost money on. So Carl, thanks again for joining us today. Best of listeners, as always, thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Theo, and a great summary.